Emmanuel, I have the Honest Reporting website open in front of me, and the lead story is a story attributed to yourself, and I'm just going to read the headline. Labour MP, Gaza mother separated from her dead babies.
Why? There's so many questions around this.
Yeah.
Aren't there? Yes. I mean, first of all, we were internally we're debating, do we tell people this is about the independent newspaper, or is this the Labour Party of Britain? Both have been famously not too friendly to Jews and to Israel in recent times. And we had to talk about the fact that the Labour Party, we know about Jeremy Corbyn and the multiple, anti-Semitic, crises he's been in. And he's now found himself, somebody in his party who's taken it upon herself to come visit, Gaza, as a guest of an organization called MAP, Medical Aid for Palestinians, and that's an organization that has a clear bias against Israel. And she's been fed what seems to be a load of lies about a Palestinian child that was alone in a Jerusalem hospital. And then from there on, the facts are not clearly reported. And so according to her, the baby's mother, was with the child, and two of her children, died, and she was notified by phone. Whereas in reality, the real story was that she was with the babies when they died, and she's managed to pull these facts out of nowhere. And these have been denied, and they've been put on Twitter by people living in Israel and people who've been following the story closely. And unfortunately, despite the fact that she put these facts on Twitter and she was rebutted on Twitter days in advance, she still pressed ahead and had this story published in the independent paper in the UK. So it's really a full story. She was with her children when they sadly died. She was told this is not the case, and nevertheless, she went ahead and had this story published in the UK media.
It's actually unbelievable. Why do you think, you know, I'm just trying to bring it back to how I would react in such a situation. If I had tweeted something that was factually incorrect, I would go and delete the tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that, Emmanuel?
I think anybody with some moral substance, I just
think that it speaks to your own credibility. It speaks to your own credibility. Yeah. I mean, if somebody says, "Oh well, she, you know, she's tweeting any old rubbish," you know, what's the point? Then, yeah, what would you do, Simon?
I'm still transfixed by the headline itself, because to me, this just harks back to one of the most basic of anti-Semitic tropes around, and that is Jews and children. You know, all I'm waiting for is the next headline about the matzah. Seems to me the next headline.
Blood libels,
seems to be far worse is what's actually happening in the UK at the moment between Corbyn, between his new Labour MP who was elected, I think it was last week. There just seems to be an unapologetic, almost pride in taking an extreme anti-Israel position, not just a moderate one, not calling for two states, an extreme anti-Semitic, anti-Israel position. Emmanuel, would my reading be right, or am I just emotional?
I totally agree with you. As somebody who grew up in the UK, I'm watching in horror as the UK Labour Party has descended into this mire of anti-Semitism, into this state in which it's perfectly okay to bait Jews, and in which it's okay to obsess about Israel, not just constructively criticize Israel, which of course as many Israelis and Jews welcome, but to focus exclusively on Israel's wrongs, real and perceived, and then even when they are perceived and proven to be just perceived and not real, to still talk about them. So yes, it's really worrying. And I'm concerned for British Jews to see this continue, and to see nobody willing to back down and say, okay, we made a mistake here.
Emmanuel,
it's as if the Jews are expected to back down.
If we're talking about a continuum, The Guardian, I would have expected an article like that from The Guardian. The Independent, I'm not as au fait with. Where do they stand on the matrix?
Very close. I would say actually independent, not even more extreme.
Really?
So you have writers such as Richard Falk, who has been based in Beirut for about 30 odd years, and he's extremely, extremely anti-Israel. So pretty much any time he mentions Israel, Israel will be at fault. And they have a writer called Belle True. She used to work for the Sunday Times and the Times of London, and her writing previously used to be fairly decent, but upon working at the Independent, she took a sharp turn to the extreme, and routinely we have to track her work and see what she's saying about Israel, and it's often far from complimentary and far from fair. So it gives the UK readership, and indeed the worldwide readership, you know, people who read online, a very unfair hearing of what's happening in Israel.
Very interesting. Emmanuel Miller, the social media and content editor at Honest Reporting, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you for giving us the story behind the stories, well, the stories behind the false headlines, actually, and keep up the good fight.